Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery is the first stop on the memorial's 2019 tour. In bitter cold and rain, organizers reflected on the wall's meaning. Vietnam veteran John Baines remembers visiting the D.C. Memorial in 1982 when it was dedicated. He says he was struck by the power of stories and lives cut short.
I was overcome by an avalanche of emotions, emotions that had festered for over 10 years. There are 58,318 names etched on the wall. There is a human interest story behind each and every one of them. Who were they? Where were they from? Who are the family members they left behind?
Others spoke about the value of survivors telling their stories and navigating painful memories. Joy Collins is with the Alamo chapter of Daughters of the American Revolution, which helped bring the traveling wall to San Antonio.
Our hope is you will use this opportunity to find your own way to deal with your grief, your past, your family, and your future. Bring your grandchildren, your friends, and neighbors so you can tell them your story, and we want you to tell it your way.
The wall is on display through March 3rd. Visitors can stop by 24 hours a day. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.